Good morning, Jones County. We have a special guest with us today, Dr. Kipper Nelson. He's a board-certified ophthalmologist, cataract glaucoma surgeon at Southern Eye Center. Dr. Nelson, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
So I understand the focus of your practice is taking care of people with cataracts and glaucoma. Is that correct?
That's right. Cataracts and glaucoma are two of the most common sight-threatening conditions in the world,
right?
And certainly in Mississippi as well. And being a Mississippian, wanting to take care of my friends and neighbors,
right.
You know, I focused my training and my entire career on those conditions.
Right. You say you're a Mississippian. You got 2 degrees from Ole Miss, started in engineering, and then moved on to medicine.
Right. Got my medical degree, and then I did my ophthalmology training at Wake Forest in North Carolina.
Okay. Very cool. Very cool. Now, what exactly is a cataract, and when in life do people typically start to get them?
So a cataract is the natural lens of the eye. Somewhere in the mid to late 40s, it starts to become hard. People notice that it's changing. They can't focus to read anymore.
Right.
Most of the time, you can alleviate that with just reading glasses mm-hmm. or bifocals. Later in the 50s and 60s, it starts to get progressively cloudy.
Right.
And it starts to interfere with the distance vision as well. Things like night glare and halos, trouble reading street signs, okay. needing more light, and things like that.
Okay. So how would things like diabetic retinopathy affect cataracts? Does that have any bearing on it?
Well, it does a little bit. I mean, the retinopathy is separate from the cataract, but diabetics tend to get cataracts at a younger age.
Right.
We have a big diabetic population in Mississippi.
Yes, we
and
do.
So, you know, it's just a real prevalent condition.
Okay. So when someone has a cataract, obviously it's going to vary from patient to patient. How can you tell when it's time to have them removed?
Great question. And really, we determine that based on how much it's interfering with the patient's life.
Right.
Everybody's different. You know, as a surgeon, I need to see fine detail. If I have a cataract just slightly interfering with my vision, I'm going to be knocking on the door saying, somebody get this out. And get me seeing good.
Right.
Other people that their occupation doesn't require such fine detail, they may be able to wait a little longer. But the bottom line is, whenever it's interfering with what you need to do, what you enjoy doing, it's time to get it fixed because it's only going to get worse.
You mentioned glares and halos. For me personally, you know, driving at night. Now, I've got some prescription glasses that I'm supposed to be wearing. But I find that driving with them at night, even though I've got the anti-reflective glare coating thing on it, I still get problems with my eyes. Sometimes it starts burning, so that creates a problem.
Yeah, you know, the burning issue is probably more dry eye related.
Right.
Cataract, you don't feel cataracts, you don't feel glaucoma. That's why these conditions are sneaky. You know, they don't cause pain. They do cause vision problems,
sure.
Particularly the cataracts. But you know, I would say if you're noticing increased night glare, either, you know, come see us, see your local primary eye care doctor,
right.
and see if you're not developing some cataracts.
So what does the process look like as far as removing a cataract?
So that's been an area of tremendous change. I've been a cataract surgeon for 25 years,
okay.
and the technology has advanced. We can make the cataract incisions with laser now. The procedure itself has gotten so much more precise. The lens implants have changed, and that's what we replace the cataract with,
right.
With newer technologies to help you see near and far, to correct astigmatism. So it's an exciting field to be in. It's changing and getting better.
So as far as different patients go, different diagnosis, there's got to be different types of lens implants, right?
Yes. That's been the big area of change in cataract.
Okay. So it's placed when the cataract's removed. How do you determine which lens to give a patient?
That's a great question. And, you know, basically it depends on the specific measurements of the patient's eye.
Right.
It depends on what the patient is seeking, whether they're, you know, looking to just kind of basically fix the problem or whether they want to utilize that opportunity to really achieve their best possible vision. And we have lens implants to do, you know, to do all of that, just tailoring it to the patient's needs.
Just finding the right one for the patient.
That's right.
We're talking with Dr. Kipper Nelson. He's with Southern Eye Center here in Laurel on the Good Morning Jones County show. Now, what would you say represents the best available current lens implant technology and why?
Okay, so if I was having cataract surgery today, Right. I would choose what's called the light adjustable lens implant.
Okay.
And that's really the pinnacle of lens implant technology. It actually does change everything that we've always known about lens implants, because it's made out of a special material that we can remove the cataract, place that lens, give the patient time to heal. As you know, everybody heals slightly differently. And so after they've healed up 3 or 4 weeks, bring the patient in, measure their eye, and then we can actually use a special ultraviolet light to change the power of that lens in the patient's eye.
Really?
And fine-tune it to achieve their absolute sharpest vision. And it's a true breakthrough. You know, in 25 years, it's a game changer.
Absolutely, that's a game changer. So something I'm sure the audience would like me to ask you, and, you know, our audience is fairly well educated. If you or a relative were going to have your cataract removed today, which lens would you choose for yourself or your relative?
So, you know, like I said, I would choose the light adjustable lens. I need perfection. I'm an eye surgeon. I focus on fine detail,
right,
correcting people's eyes every day.
Sure.
I would want the absolute best. Other patients, perhaps their main issue is astigmatism. The toric lens implant, sure, may be best. So it really just depends on what you're looking to achieve. The other breakthrough about the light adjustable lens is that, because we can fine tune it to the patient's, you know, exact specifications, that we can achieve distance, intermediate, and near vision without the bothersome halos that some of the older lens implant technologies gave.
Right.
They may be able to help you see far away and read, but they caused rings around lights at night and things like that.
Right. I remember my mother saying something about that when she had her cataracts.
Right. That's been kind of the downside to the lenses that could help you read. With this lens, it doesn't have rings in it. We just get it dead on accurate as far as the power of your eye, and we can adjust it depending on whether you know, hold things up close, whether you're working on the computer a lot and that's really your
right,
your focus, without creating those bothersome rings and halos.
Just a couple minutes left here on the Good Morning Jones County show. Your other specialty is glaucoma. Now, explain to our audience, you know, what is glaucoma, and is it possible to have glaucoma and cataracts at the same time?
It's very common to have them at the same time. They're both primarily conditions of age.
Okay.
And so it's common that we diagnose cataract, and at the same time, that's when the pressure is getting high enough to do some damage with the glaucoma.
Okay.
Glaucoma is when the pressure in your eye is too high. It slowly damages the optic nerve, and it tends to be a really sneaky condition because it tends to start to damage the peripheral vision first. People don't notice it until it's very advanced.
Right.
And so, you know, that's why when we talk glaucoma, really I would be remiss without saying, you know, especially if it runs in your family, and especially if you're diabetic and
right,
tend to have more glaucoma, get your eyes checked, because you don't know you have it until you get it checked. It's like blood pressure.
Right. Typical treatments for that, eye drops, things like that. A lot of the more recent conversations have been around medical marijuana. We'll see that come in later. But what are some alternatives to that as far as treating glaucoma?
There are great alternatives to it. And eye drops have been the mainstay of treatment for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
Problem with eye drops is they cost a lot. If you forget to use them, they obviously don't work. Like any medicine, they have side effects, and they can make your eyes dry and irritated and
sure,
cause other problems too. So there are treatments now that we can perform either separate from the cataract procedure or together with the cataract, and kind of get two birds in one stone,
right,
where we, it's called minimally invasive glaucoma surgery, where we open the natural drain of the eye and lower the pressure, treat the glaucoma without requiring that patient to go on eye drops the rest of their life.
That's an incredible way to do it.
It's a neat way. You know, you fix two sight threatening problems at one time.
Exactly. Any advice for our audience that think they may have cataracts, glaucoma, or some other kind of serious eye condition?
You know, if you think you have these problems, or if you've been told you have these problems, give Southern Eye Center a call. One of our fellowship trained surgeons will take a look at you and make sure you're not getting in trouble, make sure we don't need to do something to save your eyesight. If it's just been a while since you've had your eyes checked, see your local optometrist, and, you know, just get them checked out, get your pressure checked, see if you have some cataract. Make sure one of these conditions is not sneaking up on you to, you know, really cause you a lot of heartache and cost you some vision.
Dr. Kipper Nelson from Southern Eye Center, thanks for your time today. If you would like to schedule a consultation with Dr. Nelson or one of his partners at Southern Eye Center, give him a call, 601-264-3937. We're back in just a moment. This is the Good Morning Jones County Show. Stay tuned.